The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. And it is so wonderful to welcome our pardon me. I got a cough button right here, but sometimes I don't catch it in time, and I apologize. A special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners, but also it is wonderful to welcome our AM 880 listeners for the first time in 2 months to the 5 o'clock hour. November, December, we have to sign off at 5 o'clock, but in January, we don't sign off until 5:30. So it has been 2 months since we've been able to communicate with our AM 880 listeners from 5 to 5:30. Of course, most of you switched over to 104.5 FM or streaming audio, but well, now you don't have to. Anyway, welcome to the program. Delighted to have you along for the ride this afternoon. Just an update. If you did not hear, our Salvation Army campaign was more than successful. Our goal was $8,000. You folks were just unbelievably generous. And the final figure was over $9,200. Thank you. Over $9,200 to help our neighbors right here in Central Ohio through the Salvation Army. So a whole lot of families had their lives touched because of your generosity. And it was done in the name of Jesus. Hey, listen, I believe in helping the poor. I believe in helping the homeless. I do. But it must be done in connection with the gospel. Otherwise, it's a very, very little value. It's a very, very little value. So anyway, thank you. Thank you. Final figure was well over $9,200. Well, most of the mainline Protestant denominations are getting ready for their big conferences, conventions this coming summer. Most of them have an annual. Some of them have one every 2 years. But they're beginning to gear up now. And sadly, probably without exception, the mainline Protestant denominations are going to get together this summer for their big annual conference. And there's not going to be any good news at all. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. No good news at all. When the reports are given, well, we had fewer people in our churches than the year before. We have fewer churches than the year before. We had less money than the year before. In every measurable way, and I mean every measurable way, there will be decline in every single one of the mainline Protestant denominations in America. To my knowledge, without exception, every one of them will report nothing but decline in every measurable way. And so what will they do? Well, they will They will determine how to become more liberal. They will compromise on more biblical truth. They will move farther to the left than they were before, which has brought about the decline. I got a story here in front of me. This one is the PCUSA. This June, they will have their 224th General Assembly. Here's the story. Listen to it. Looking ahead to this year's 224th General Assembly in June, the Presbyterian Church USA will continue to embrace its big tent plan from last year's meeting in Baltimore, Maryland, which has focused on the social gospel. Leaders within the PCUSA's LGBTQ plus caucus has made this message loud and clear by retweeting a quote by the late progressive author and blogger Rachel Held Evans. It said, quote, "If the gospel you're preaching isn't good news to those on the margins, it isn't the gospel." All right, now, what's wrong with that? Well, let's analyze it. Let's look at it for just a moment. This is going to be part of the theme for their 224th General Assembly coming up this June. If the gospel you're preaching isn't good news for those on the margins, it isn't the gospel. Now, who are the people on the margins? The LGBTQ plus. Because you can put almost every letter of the alphabet now into this LGBTQ plus thing. So these are the people on the margins. Now, according to the social justice people and the liberal left theologians, what is the good news of the gospel to those that are on the margins? Listen carefully. Please listen carefully because I don't want you to misquote me. According to these people, the good news of the gospel is Jesus loves you just as you are. Period. And that's the problem. There's a period there, and they don't go any further. Does Jesus love the people on the margins? Of course he does. Does Jesus love the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, plus? Does Jesus love those people? Of course he does. Did Jesus die for them? Yes, he did. Is there good news for those people? Yes. But here is the good news. Jesus can deliver you. Jesus can change you. Jesus can forgive you. Jesus can transform you. Jesus can set you free. That is the good news. To only say Jesus loves those that live on the margins is not the gospel. It's not even half of the gospel. The theme for the 224th General Assembly of the PCUSA called to a movement beyond institution. Quote, "will emphasize our hope of the gospel and its power." Listen to this. The theme, called to a movement beyond institution, will emphasize our hope of the gospel and its power to, are you listening? To challenge institutional conventions. What an ungodly, straight from the pit of hell perversion of the gospel. The gospel does not have the power to challenge institutional conventions. The gospel has the power to change lives. It goes on. "The goal is to come together and live in this moment, immersed in our current cultural context of racial division, gender inequality, and economic disparity, to be renewed, refreshed, and reformed, so that we may be sent out to effect change in our own communities." Not a word about salvation. Not a word about repentance. Not a word about revival. Not a word about transforming individuals. Not a word about setting people free from the bondage of sin. That is the good news of the gospel for those on the margins. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay on the margins because the gospel can change you. According to the PCUSA, the gospel is not intended to change and deliver individuals, but to challenge institutional conventions. A total perversion of what the gospel is all about. And that is why they continue to die. They have no concept of what the gospel is intended to do. None whatsoever. It's a complete, total perversion of the gospel. All right. We'll return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And it's nearly 24 minutes after the top of the hour. I think it's time to go to Preston down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Preston, welcome to the program and Happy New Year. How are you today?
New Year to you, too. Just on your last comments, I think people think they can sin and it's not sin. And they don't realize that God is a holy God and no sin is going to come in his presence. And he gave up everything to send his son here in this sinful world to die for their sin. And they reject him. And yes, he loves them, but he hates that sin.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just, and a lot of preachers don't talk about sin. You know, in the pulpit, it's almost like they want to be friends with everybody, but they don't want to tell the truth.
Well, and you know the bizarre thing about it, Preston, human reasoning would tell you that if you preach a gospel that says sin is okay, God is okay with sin, you can do whatever you want to because God loves you and God will accept you, human wisdom would tell you that people would flock to that.
Right.
But they don't.
Because there
is something inside of us, given to us by God. We want to hear the truth. Even when we don't like the truth, there is something about the truth that we desire. And that's why all of these churches, all of them, are dying.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That old sinful nature, I don't know. I guess it wants to appease those and give them a comfort zone to make them think they're okay. But they missed the mark altogether.
Well, and you know that technically that is the true definition of sin, is missing the mark.
Yeah.
And you're right. And that's why Scripture says we've all missed the mark. We have all sinned. Yeah.
Right.
Well, these churches continue to go farther and farther to the left. They become less and less impactful, less and less relevant.
Right. That's why there's a great mission field out there, and he gives us a lot of opportunities to go to prisons, in the grocery stores, and everywhere. There's opportunities everywhere. We just take advantage of the opportunities he gives us.
There sure is. Hey, thanks, Preston. It's a great way to begin the new year with having you call us. God bless you, brother.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
Bye.
Real quick story, and she may be listening. A probate judge, not technically a judge, a wonderful lady in our audience, and she's a daily listener, involved in the judicial system for a long time, just happened to tune into my program one day, and I don't remember what I was talking about, because it's been quite a while ago, but I made the statement, hey, we are all sinners. If you're listening to this program, you're a sinner. She was furious. She tells the story. She said, who is this guy? I am a good person. I do good works. How dare he? And she turned off the radio. She was mad. I'm not going to listen to somebody tell me I'm a sinner. And whether it was the next day or a couple of days later, she thought, I wonder what he's talking about today. And so she turned it on again. And she got mad again because I was talking about the need to be saved and repent and confess that you're a sinner. How dare he? Turned it off. Well, ultimately, the Holy Spirit, it wasn't me, the Holy Spirit of God touched her heart and confirmed that she was indeed a sinner in need of forgiveness and salvation, and she accepted Christ as Savior. See, that's what the gospel does. It's been a long time ago, but just before we signed off one day, I had a caller call, and he said, and again, we were just getting ready to go off the air, and he says, what can you tell me right now to keep me from blowing my brains out with a gun I have in my hand? He was ready to commit suicide right then and there, and he was going to do it on the air. And I was able to give him the gospel. I said, please, please, promise me you won't hurt yourself until we can talk. We went off the air, I called him, and just gave him the good news of the gospel. I didn't tell him that God accepted him in his sin. I told him that God could deliver him, that Jesus loved him and could give him a new life. And he gave his heart to Christ and spent the last years of his life serving God in a local church here in Columbus. That's the power of the gospel, folks. The gospel doesn't leave you in your sin. The gospel gives you hope in your sin and sets you free from the bondage that all of us as humans face in one way or another. You could be set free today as well if you just simply confess your sin and ask Jesus Christ to save you. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back.